Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm John Batchel with my colleagues, Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness and Malcolm Honlein of Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. Malcolm is in Jerusalem. He's been in Jerusalem and in Israel for several days because of the High Holy Days. Now he's returned from the south, where he witnessed the savagery. We turn to the north, however, because for several years now, Malcolm and I routinely hear people from Jerusalem, especially the Jerusalem Public Affairs, comment on the war of the north, the expectation that Hezbollah and its Syrian allies and its Iranian allies will launch an attack on the north of Israel, 100,000 rockets and gathering forces. Now we have evidence from the Wall Street Journal and other sources that Hezbollah in Beirut and in the north is joined with the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps to train, to green light, or as the journal says, officers of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps worked with Hamas since August to devise the air, land, and sea incursions, the most significant breach of Israel's borders since 73 Yom Kippur War. Malcolm, there have been several incidents reported in these last hours. It's fog of war along the north. Is your expectation this is to be a 1-2 punch in the south and the north? Can you give us an understanding of how Jerusalem is approaching this right now?
Certainly, and I often quoted you in the last 2 days because people were citing all these reports, and I told them, as John Batchelor always says, you know, in the fog of war, you dismiss the first two reports, although I said the number was higher, before you start believing anything you read. And it turns out that they have engaged in a very sophisticated a propaganda campaign showing, sending pictures of the horrible actions that they took, not all of which are real, but most of them real enough. And what they threatened and what they showed in these videos, that the treatment of the hostages and the brutality that they visited on people, it shows that they are more sophisticated. They use the internet, and they may even have been engaged in a cyber war, which froze Israeli intelligence capabilities for an hour and a half or two, which is what enabled them to carry out the attack without being seen. That is not fact yet, that established fact, but it's part of the speculation. In terms of the north, we've seen a number of provocations from Lebanon, including that tent that they set up on Israeli soil, which was blown up, and they immediately moved to reestablish it. There were shooting from Lebanon into Israel, which was responded to, and now three of the Hezbollah leaders in Lebanon or military people have been killed. The leadership, of course, of Hamas is not in Gaza; they're in Qatar enjoying their life, and Nasrallah doesn't expose himself in Lebanon to any of the danger. He's in a bunker hiding all the time. Mm-hmm. They do have 150,000 missiles, it's estimated, and many of them with precision guidance systems. The Hamas in Gaza was estimated at 30,000, 40,000. They become more and more sophisticated because the IRGC, the Iran Revolutionary Guard, has been training them, and Iran providing them with technology to improve their missiles. And as you know, it's at the expense of the people, whose lives are terrible and who don't benefit. And it's the reason why a lot of them reject the Hamas leadership and say, you know, they live in villas, they drive fancy cars, they stay abroad for long periods, and they suffer day to day the consequences. All the electricity and water, et cetera, coming from Israel has been cut off. And that is in a hope, hopefully will rouse the people to stand against the...
Malcolm, we have less than a minute, Malcolm. Is the expectation yes. of the War of the North, is there expectation for it? Just 30 seconds.
Yes, I think there's expectation. Israel will have to take further action. About 100,000 Israeli soldiers are in the north already. Equipment is moving up north. Whether it's to be preventative or responsive is not yet clear. It depends a lot on what Hezbollah does. Israel does not want another front, but it will be ready to respond if Hezbollah creates one.
That is Makarov of American Greatness. Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, returned from the South. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.